Number 19?
21.
I'm sorry, 21. Help me out. Then was 22 and 24.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is 21. Your final decision on the shark regulation. You'll recall last month we had a public hearing. There were a couple of questions raised by commission members about the provisions that pertain to smooth dogfish. Specifically, there's a requirement in the ASMFC management plan that would have prohibited the at-sea processing of smooth dogfish. We also noted at the time that we were planning to raise this issue at the ASMFC meeting in early February to see if in fact that provision was intended in the management plan. And the message, that meeting has now occurred. The message from ASMFC is we don't think that was our intent, and they are now proceeding to amend their management plan to remove prohibitions on at-sea processing of smooth dogfish. They're also going to look at eliminating the recreational bag limit on smooth dogfish as well through an amendment. In the meantime, the states aren't required to adopt those provisions, and by the time they finish that amendment process, they'll go away altogether. So the regulation that's before you, and the public hearing's already been held, eliminates the references to prohibitions on at-sea processing of smooth dogfish and the recreational bag limit on smooth dogfish.
That's before the commission. Mr. Bowden.
Jack, one of the provisions is going to be identification workshop. Is that something that you all can look into and see if we can have that done in state of somewhere?
Identification workshop?
Sure.
Thanks. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jack, I do have a question. And it's in the draft language on page 10 of 13, bottom paragraph there, item B. I just want to make sure we're clear. It says it's unlawful for any person to fillet a shark except smooth dogfish at sea. And it goes on to say, a licensed commercial fisherman may eviscerate and remove the head of the shark, but the tail and fins must remain naturally attached to the carcass through landing. The product form that's typically landed on the smooth dogfish is really a headed and gutted product with a tail and fins removed rather than actually being filleted. And I just want to make sure that what we're doing is covering that product form as it would be landed with tails and fins removed. So I guess the question is, obviously if a person filleted a smooth dogfish, they'd be in compliance with this language, but if they headed and gutted and then removed the fins and tails of a smooth dogfish, it's not clear to me in that second sentence that they would in fact be exempt. So I wonder if we need to clarify that in the second sentence where it says a licensed commercial fisherman may at this rate remove the head of the shark, but the tail and fins must remain naturally attached to the carcass through landing. Isn't that what we're trying to exempt the smooth dogfish for?
Yeah.
So perhaps in that sentence we would have, but the tail and fins must remain naturally attached, except for smooth dogfish, through landing.
Where did you want to add except for smooth dogfish?
Where it says the tail and fins must remain naturally attached to the carcass, except for smooth dogfish, through landing.
I want to add except for smooth dogfish.
Right. If that's what we are in fact exempting, it seems to me that that's what we're trying to exempt.
Yeah, I think that's a
okay.
Bottom line is you can deal with almost whatever you want to for smooth dogfish. That's, I mean, as far as that city processing, so law enforcement.
I just want to make sure that's clear. That is the product form that I think you're trying to provide for the landing of.
Can't grind them up.
So, if there's no further discussion, Mr. Chairman, I would offer to move to approve that as amended.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins, or second?
Second.
Second by
Mr. Hollis.
For the discussion, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.